Hi everyone, I am back. I am back on the Assault of Ashen podcast, guys. This year, 2023, I am back. And I have so many lessons that I want to share with you guys. And I took a break, basically, nearly a full year. I had like new realizations and I got very busy with work and just, yeah, so much has happened. But I'm back. I am so, so glad that I am back this year. I'm coming back with a new energy, a new mindset, new set of experiences from 1 year of work and everything. And I can't wait to bring back It Starts With Action with, yeah, the new me. When I first started It Starts With Action, I didn't think much of it. It was just like COVID. I grew up in, I would say, like a box. Like I grew up in a single parent family. There was only one way of seeing the world. And I always wanted to know what it was like living a different kind of life. And so, you know, when COVID happened, I didn't have exams and I had just a really long break before going to university. I was 19 and I thought, okay, let me go and try to learn from other people and have interesting conversations, which is what I did. And honestly, I'm so grateful that happened. It really changed how I saw the world, how I saw everything, honestly. And I built amazing connections, friendships that I still have to this day. And honestly, it's my life philosophy now, It Starts With Action. Because what I've realized through taking the break, and the reason why I'm back, is because I've realized how much It Starts With Action has impacted my life and how much I believe in what it stands for and how much I believe that this message is and this kind of life philosophy is needed to be shared to others. And it's why I'm back, and with more intention this time, because I think last year I took a break to navigate my career and I realized I love podcasting. I went back to university and I had like a midlife crisis, trying to understand myself. I went through some anxiety issues because I just could not seem to find something that was right for me within the circle that I was exposed to. I always kind of felt like something wasn't right with the options that I was given. And so when I discovered that I wanted to work in the startup space and the fintech space, I started another podcast and now I'm working full time in my other startup, Web3 Gen, and I'll be doing a lot more podcasting. And I guess I can say I finally found my area of focus. After trying a bunch of different things from design, data, social media marketing, growth, partnerships, business development, wearing so many different hats at different kind of startups from tokenomics as well, from, you know, gaming to fintech to climate tech, I guess I finally sat down to reflect and realize what really resonates with me and what is really important to me. And what kind of life I want to live and what kind of impact I want to make. It's led me back to It Starts With Action. And I'm just, it's honestly crazy. Like, okay, a secret that I'm sharing is when I first started It Starts With Action, I had a vision. I had a vision board. And in the vision board, I wrote how I wanted to turn the podcast into something more. I always said that before. I remember I have probably some like old episodes where I said I wanted It Starts With Action to be something more than just a podcast. I always had this. And my, you know, what I really wanted was to do something that relates to helping other people take action to achieve their goals and to achieve their dreams. Because I believe that, like, after talking to so many people and after going through more experiences last year, is I really do think that people who achieve some crazy stuff that we see, they're not as different or as unique as we think. I think everyone has a possibility, has a potential to achieve the same level. It's just, there is so much to it, is what I've learned. And action is definitely one of them, of course. And what's stopping us from taking action is, yeah, so many things. I just realized this, that yeah, there's so many things that I could, like, there are so much potential with the topics that we can discuss now moving forwards. It's not just mindset anymore, it's health, it's how to negotiate with people, how to communicate effectively, it's how to sleep properly, how to dress. Like, so many things are stopping us from taking action to achieve what we want to achieve. And I'm so excited to bring the podcast back, honestly. Yeah, I had the vision board and I said that I really wanted to do something about helping others take action to achieve their goals. And then I took the break from Starts of Action because of, you know, navigating my personal life with my career, going through ups and downs. I took a year out of university to just work on a startup idea that I had, because you know when you have ideas where you just can't seem to get out of your head, and at that point I was like, I just need to take action on this, I just need to do this, I just need to do this. So I went and did it. Unfortunately it didn't go to plan, but the whole 9 months of working on the startup, I experienced, you know, many lessons that I would not learn anywhere else. I wouldn't learn in school for sure. From being someone who trusts everyone to being betrayed, being scammed, all that stuff. It was, I wouldn't say 2022 was a good year. Well, it was a great year at the end, but it wasn't the best year because I learned how reality is, I guess. I think growing up was quite peaceful. You know, of course, anorexia and everything, that was hard. But then, well, Starts of Action, the podcast, it made me believe that anything was possible, and it made me believe in people, in, like, it just, it made me full of hope and positivity and everything, like, well, all the, I guess, rose-tinted glasses of life, of the world. And then after taking the year out to do my own thing with other people, I realized, wow, you know, building a business is really, really hard. Building a tech startup is really, really hard. And not everyone has your back. Everyone has their own backs. And having all these lessons has made me, I guess, understand and appreciate the founder's journey more. Yeah, it's made me understand and appreciate the whole journey of building something, or just the journey of life, like realizing that actually, yes, career is important, but in the end, your life is what's important, because you only have one life and you need to have a career that you genuinely love and you're genuinely very excited about. But also having great relationships around you, a great support network, also really helps you when it comes to, like, anything. Understanding yourself. This is something I learned, like, hard end of last year, was that I did not care about myself. I didn't care about my health. I was too busy focusing on trying to build a startup, which wasn't generating revenue. So I was working part-time doing internships at some really great companies, and also I was dealing with a very, very negative person in my life who drained me from a lot of energy, and all of that combined, I did not care about my sleep, I didn't care about my eating habits, I didn't care about, you know, gym. I hit, like, another rock bottom that was even worse than the anorexia phase, because I guess you could say I got my, heart shattered, kind of. Well, actually a lot, not from one person, but from multiple, and not just in a romantic way, but in, like, you know, business ways as well. And I had to let go of what I worked very hard for. Yeah, it made me massively reflect on everything. How I am as a leader, how I am with people, how do I treat myself, what do I want out of life, like, everything. That requires another podcast episode, but it definitely changed me a lot. And I think I had to go through that. I think I had to go through the struggle of myself finding what was right for me, going through the struggle of understanding what it's like to be lost and feel like you don't have the right skills, and navigating a new career, like a new industry, Web3, just all of that. I think I had to go through that to be able to take the opportunity that I have, that I was offered, and to look back and realize how much it links to its source of action. Because right now, what I'm about to do full time is called Web3 Gen, and my goal for that is to build an ecosystem, to build a startup, to support founders in Web3, in, you know, basically building, supporting them in building their startups through our ecosystem partners. With, like, you know, if they're lacking a tech team, we can help them with that, et cetera, but also with students, with early professionals, trying to help them navigate their career journey, trying to help them understand what skills they need to develop and support them in finding the right resources to develop those skills and finding the right career path and the right job for them. So it's basically helping people take action towards living the life they want to live. And not everyone wants to be a founder, because when I realized how hard it is actually to build your startup, I understand it's not for everyone, but to be able to build something which is about helping other people achieve their dreams, like help them find a career that they love, that is like, it's insane. Like, it links to the same goal of what I wanted to do with Starts of Action. But not only this, I said that I wanted the podcast to be more than a podcast, and I said this for Starts of Action, but it happened with Web3 Gen, because Web3 Gen started as a podcast, which is insane if you think about it. Like, Web3 Gen started as a podcast to learn about Web3, but it became more than a podcast, and it's now always my full-time work. And I do believe in manifestation. It's just very crazy how it all came. Like, I did not expect my personal career journey to take a twist and be like that. I took December. Well, I did work in December, but I took more time off than usual to really, really think back at everything that happened in 2022, because I would say that all of the lessons that I learned have made me realize, like, the acronym that I came up with actually really, really, really is important in achieving a fulfilling life. And not everyone remembers what action means, but for me, when I was doing this whole podcast, I was like, okay, it starts with action. I know that people aren't taking action, but what does action really mean? Who are action takers? Who are they? Like, what does it actually mean? It can't just mean action. And I came up with an acronym where A was awareness, having self-awareness to understand your weaknesses, understanding your strengths, understanding what you want, understanding your habits, understanding yourself, self-awareness. C for confidence, having self-belief, having faith in yourself that you can actually do this. T, tenacity. And I realized A, C, you need to have A and C, and then you can have a T. T for tenacity, determination, because if you are self-aware to know exactly what you want, and if you are confident in yourself, then you will keep going. You will have insane tenacity to keep going no matter what. I for intention, having intention in what you do, having reasons for why you do things. I think that's why I took a break from the Starts of Action podcast, was because I did not have, like, I didn't know why I was doing it anymore, because I found, you know, I thought I learned enough. And because it was more like a hobby, that I felt like I wanted to spend my time on working on, exploring other things. But I'm back. Like, I really actually want to take a Starts of Action seriously, and I want to be consistent, and I want to explore more topics about how to lead a fulfilling life. and how to take more action, because I think it's actually very important. Hitting rock bottom for me and building my own startup has taught me lessons that I realized, you know, I thought I could just focus on career and not care about other stuff, but your personal life, how you, your the people around you, your environment, how you treat yourself, like all of this personal stuff that will still indirectly relate to career. Oh yeah, and back, I digress, sorry. O for openness, being open to change, being open to new ideas. I had to be very flexible. I had to be very, I guess, adaptable as a founder, especially in Web3. Web3 is a very new industry and we pivoted so many times, and in the end I had to let go and take on a new opportunity, take on a new idea, which I love as well. And yeah, being open to change, because when you're open to change, or when you're open to new doors that you didn't expect, life just, it just happens, like crazy things just happen. And N for now, so being present. I think being in the flow state is such a wonderful thing. This is something that I'm recently doing more and more and being more successful at, it is working to the point where you're in the flow state and nothing else matters. It's really nice, honestly. It's, you know, if you wake up, you have your morning routine, everything's good, you go and work and you go into the flow state, you work with people that you love working with, you finish work, you wind down, eat good food, spend time with family, and then go to bed and start again. It's like, it's a great way to live life, I think. But yeah, anyway, being present, taking action every single day to achieve what you want. I think when I thought back about action, when I thought back about 2022 and this year, all I could think about was that I need to go back on this house of action. I need to come back to this podcast because I've got many lessons I want to share, and I believe that many amazing guests as well have many things to share. And yeah, I was surprised to see that the podcast was top 25% shared on Spotify as well this year, even though I didn't really record much. And honestly, I want to say sorry for not recording. I felt like it was really bad for me. Like, people listened to the podcast and I just decided to vanish. It wasn't the right thing to do without like explaining. But I think at the same time, it's kind of like, for creators, what I realized is when you, like, I don't want to do a podcast just to do a podcast. I don't want to record just because I have to record. I want to record from a place of, you know, excitement, a place of creativity. And I really have gained that back because I've realized how important it is that people understand themselves, that people understand how to build confidence, that people understand how to develop that sense of tenacity, how to make decisions better, to have more intention, how to be more open-minded, how to think differently, and how to be more present. So when I think about future episodes, I think about discussing health more. I think about discussing sleep. I think about discussing different ways to think about things. I think about, you know, discussing meditation tips, or like, you know, how you dress affects how you feel and how you feel affects how you act, or like healthcare, skincare tips, you know, manifestation, visualization topics, how to be more confident. Like, there's so many topics that I'm just so interested and excited to understand and learn. And I think all of this is really, really important towards becoming our best version of ourselves. Because in the end, that's what this is about, is helping you achieve what you want. And I'm sure everyone wants to achieve their potential and get to a point where they can be their best version of themselves, whatever that means. And yeah, so I'm yeah, I'm very excited. And sorry, I kind of like waffled a bit. You know, just recording this episode has made me realize how many things, like how, I guess, limited I was when it comes to my thinking of the podcast about what we would talk about. When I first started, the whole year was mainly about mindset and people's journeys and stories, which was very interesting and I believe helped everyone a lot. But I want to hear what you guys think, because I feel like understanding, you know, the science as well behind it is also important. At the same time, I know, you know, being focused is also important. And yeah, but since this is more like a free flow recording, I want to share my goals for It Starts With Action in 2023. I will be continuing to, you know, focus on work, but at the same time, this podcast is like my hobby, where I find my creativity, where I meet amazing, interesting people. It's just not something that I think I will ever stop, really, because it's really like my life philosophy. But anyway, I hope that in 2023, A Starts With Action can be top 5% shared on Spotify or other podcasts. I really believe that it has a potential to be a top ranked podcast eventually, like top 20. And I do want to keep this going. I want to improve the quality of the podcast. Universe, I would love to have my own podcast room sometime. That would be insane. So, you know, being able to find supporters for the podcast would be crazy, would be very valuable to keep this podcast going and really take it to the next level. I'm hoping that I can hit over 10,000 downloads. And most importantly is that I really want to meet more of my listeners this year. I really want to be consistent with the podcast, and I really hope that naturally, organically, I will get to meet new people who I guess I'll never have met without this podcast, and also to understand more of how I can be better and just see how I can change more lives through podcasting, through what I'm doing with 3Gen and whatever I can do, basically. But yeah, anyway, thank you so much for listening. Sorry it was a bit of a rant, and I'm just very, very, very excited to be back, and I can't wait to share the next episode with you guys to talk about high performance. So I'll see you guys next time. Bye.